Today we will continue our message in this book of Revelation.
今天我们要继续我们启示录的信息。
Shall we open our Bible?
请大家翻开我们的圣经。
To Revelation chapter 10.
翻开到启示录第十章。
We will read the whole chapter.
我们要读全章。
We will use English and Mandarin take turn to finish the 11 verses.
我们用英文跟中文我们来交替来读，我们来读完十章。
English first.
我们先用英文来读。
I saw another strong angel clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face like the sun, his feet like pillars of fire.
他手里拿着小书卷，是展开的。他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
And he cried out with a loud voice, when a lion roared, and when he had cried out, the seven peals of thunder uttered their voices.
七雷发声之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说：“七雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。”
Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lift up his right hand to heaven.
指着那创造天和天上之物，地和地上之物，海和海中之物，直活到永永远远的，启示说不再有时日了。但
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, then the mystery of God is finished.As he preached to his servants, the prophets.
我先前从天上所听见的那声音，又吩咐我说：“你去把那踏海踏地之天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。”
So I went to the angel, telling him to give me the little book, and he said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth."It will be sweet as honey.
我从天使手中把小书卷接过来，吃尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜。吃了以后，肚子觉得发苦了。
Let's, I'm sorry. And they say to me, "You must prophesy again concerning many peoples, nations, and tongues, and kings." Let's go to chapter 11.
让我们看第十一章。
Verse 15,
第十五节,
to the end, 19,
到十九节,
Chinese 15.
好，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
And the 12 four elders sit on their thrones before God, fell on their faces and worshiped God.
说昔在今在的主神全能者啊，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权作王了。
And the nations were enraged, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bound servants, the prophets, the saints, and those who fear your name, and small and the great.To destroy those who destroy the earth.
当时神天上的殿开了，在他殿中现出他的约柜，随后有闪电、声音、雷轰、地震、大爆。
Today we come to the third vision of this book.
今天我们来到这本书的第三个意象。
Let's review quickly what's.The previous two visions.
让我们很快复习前面两个意象是什么。
The Apostle John was on the island of Patmos.
使徒约翰他在巴摩海岛上面。
He was sentenced in prison by the king of Rome.
他那时候被罗马的皇帝判决关在监狱里头。
This elderly.Apostle near 100 years old.
这个年长的使徒，他当时已经快要100岁。
Somehow the world seems forget about him.
那时候世人也许已经把他遗忘。
But God, whom he served all his life, never forget his servant.
但是他一生所侍奉的神，永远没有忘掉他的仆人。
On a Lord's Day morning,
在主日的早晨。
Maybe like today.
就像今天一样。
A wonderful day, he stood by the beach, looked to the Asia Minor.
这是一个美丽的天气，他站在海滩上面，他看到小亚细亚。
He can look all those seven churches, or many even more, spread out on the other side of coast.
他在对岸，他可以看到那七个教会，也许还有更多的教会散布在各地。
I think when Minxiong in Yunlin on Sunday, he probably miss us very much.
我想当敏雄他主日在云林，他也许非常想念我们。
Yes, John missed all those brothers and sisters across the other side of the beach.
是的，所以约翰他当时他也很想念在对岸的那些弟兄们。
Suddenly, Lord appeared to him.
突然主向他显现。
The first vision.
第一个意象。
He saw the glorious Jesus, who is the high priest, walk in the midst of seven candlesticks.
他看到大祭司耶稣基督，他行走在七个灯台当中。
He realized he is caught up to the third heaven.
他意料到他被提到第三层天。
And he heard Jesus said, "Write down things was." Is and will happen later.
他听到耶稣跟他吩咐说：“你把从起初、现在到幕后所要发生的事情都记载下来。”
He wrote down seven letters to seven churches.
他写了七封书信给七个教会。
Those are the love letter Christ wrote to his beloved bride.
这就是神写耶稣写给他心腹的七封情书。
Yes, that's the first vision.
这就是第一个意象。
And then the second vision.
第二个意象。
He saw a throne.
他看到一个宝座。
Father, God the Father, sit on the throne.
神天父他坐在宝座上面。
24 elders worship him.
有24位长老向他敬拜。
Four living creatures.Shout, holy, holy, holy.
有四活物大声呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
He heard this universal worship is a magnificent worship.
他听到这个全地的敬拜是那么庄严盛大。
And then he saw.
然后他看到。
And heard a question.
然后他听到一个问题。
Who is worthy to open the scroll?
谁配展开这个书卷呢？
Nobody seems at that moment.
在那时候，他好像看不到有谁配。
He cried. He cried loudly.
所以他就大声的哭泣。
And then the one angel told him, "Don't cry."
然后有一位天使跟他说，不要哭。
There is a person.
这里有一位人。
The tribe of Judah, the lion.
犹大支派这个狮子。
He is worthy to open the scroll.
他配展开这个书卷。
So he saw, Jesus appear.Before the throne,
他看到耶稣在宝座前显现。
He began to receive the anointing from the Father.
他开始接受神的恩膏。
He took over this little scroll.
他接过了这个书卷。
He began to execute the will of the Father.
他开始执行天父的旨意。
And then he saw seven seals. He opened one after the other.
然后他看到他一个一个打开了七印。
That is the whole seven seals constitute the will of the Father.
所以这七印就代表了天父的旨意。
From the moment Jesus ascend to heaven, all the way till he comes back and establish the kingdom of the Lord.
从耶稣升天直到他再回来建立神的国度为止。
Even beyond that, to the New Jerusalem.
甚至在那以后，直到新耶路撒冷。
That is the seven seals represent.
这就是那七印所代表的。
So step by step, he saw how God will lead His work towards that mark.
所以一步一步他看到神如何带领他能够达到、那个目标。
In the seventh seal，
然后到第七印的时候，
He saw seven trumpets，
他看到七个号。
And in these seven trumpets he heard that by the fourth trumpet there was an eagle appear in heaven。
所以在这个七号到了第四号的时候，他看到 一只老鹰在天空。
This eagle will speak. He said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
这只老鹰他说，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。
Which means all people live on the earth.
这代表住在地上的人。
Will begin a terrible time.
会开始一个非常大的灾难。
In Bible said that's the great tribulation.
圣经讲到这个大灾难。
So.The first one, the second one, and the third one, we have spoken in the past, so I will not repeat.
所以这个第一二三号我们以前都讲过，所以我不再重复。
No. Fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpet.
第五六七号我们以前都讲过，所以不再重复。
So today we come to chapter 10.
所以今天我们来到第十章。
This chapter is before the seventh trumpet.
这一章是在第七号以前发生。
So now I want you to graphically follow me.
请大家在脑海里跟随我。
Seven seals, 1, 2, 3, 5, all the way to seventh seal.
所以这里你们看到七个印。
And then under the seventh seal.You will see seven trumpets, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to seventh trumpet.
然后在第七印底下，你看到第一到第七号。
And now, before the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet sound, that's chapter 11 we read.
所以在第七号吹响以前，那是我们刚刚读的第十一章。
Here you come, insert this chapter 10, which is another.Third vision.
所以在这个第十章我们又加入了第三个意象。
What is that? That's what we are going to see today.
这是我们今天所要看的。
He said, the first one, verse one.
他第一节
I saw another strong angel clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow is upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire.
我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
And he, verse 2, and he had in his hand a little book which was open. He places his right foot on the sea and his left on the land.
他手里拿着小书卷是展开的，他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
Okay, who is he?
他是谁呢?
Who is this person?
这个人是谁?
Bible says strong angel.
圣经上讲是大力的天使。
Angel simply the person are sent out by God.
天使是神所差遣的灵。
He came with a voice, with a message.
他带来一个信息。
That's verse 3.
这就是第三节讲。
But in these first two verses, gave us some hint with some description about his appearance.
但是头两个经节又给我们看到他稍微看到他的长相是怎么样。
Clothed with a cloud.
他披着云彩。
Rainbow upon his head.
头上有红。
And his face like sun, very shining.
脸面像日头这样发光。
And two feet just like two pillars, fire.
然后两脚像火柱。
If you see such a magnificent angel, I think you will faint, right?
所以你们看到这么样美丽的天使，我看你们大概会昏倒。
It's unthinkable.
这是很难想象的。
People with a face like a sun and feet like two pillars of fires.
他脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
Where in other Bible verses tell us a particular person just like that?
在哪个地还有别的圣经记载有像这样的一个人有没有？
Yes, of course. In chapter 1, you see that.
就在第一章我们看到。
When chapter 1, you see how John saw the vision about Jesus. is just like that.
所以第一章使徒约翰他说他看到耶稣记载就差不多。
Also, if John also remember when he was one day travel with Jesus to a very high mountain in Matthew chapter 17, Mount of Transfiguration.
所以在约翰福音第十七章是马太，马太福音十七章。约翰跟着耶稣到变相山上面也有记载。
Yeah, you put all these verses together, you will know this person cannot be any other person.
所以你们把这些经节放在一起，你就知道这个人不会是别人。
And the most crucial evidence is in verse 2.
最重要的证据是在第二节。
So this angel in his hand hold a little scroll.
他手里拿着小书卷。
Remember in the second vision, the question was asked, who is worthy to take this little scroll?
记得我们第二个意象里头问的这个问题，说谁配展开这个书卷？
And the answer was, yes, there was one person.
然后那个答案是有一个人配。
Who?
谁？
Jesus.
就是耶稣。
He took the little scroll.
他打
no one else worthy to take that scroll.
没有任何其他人配得那书卷。
And then he began to open this scroll one seal after the other.
然后他一个印接一个印打开这个七印。
So now he said he has this book open in his hand.
然后这边讲到他手里拿小书卷是展开的。
So with all these evidence put together, you come to a very simple conclusion. Who is this mighty angel?
所以这些证明。放在一起，我们可以看到这个大力的天使是谁呢
？Who is he？
他是谁
？Jesus himself。
哦，就是耶稣他自己。
He came with a purpose。
他来是有目的的。
Came to make an announcement。
他来宣告一件事情。
When there is something very important。
当有很重要的事情的时候。
Like you know, sometime after。The message or presider will come make announcement to everybody.
就像我们在讲完信息以后，我们主席会来宣布一些事情。
Sometimes I feel the presider should shout it out.
有时候我认为这些主席应该大声的把它讲出来。
Because most of the time when presider announce these announcement,
因为大多的时候当主席宣布这些事情的时候。
Nobody really pay any attention.
我们大家几乎都没有注意在听。
But sometimes you miss some important things.
那有时候我们会错失了一个很重要的事情。
That's human nature. We sometimes just don't pay attention.
这就是人性，常常我们不专心。
So when God wants to say something important,
所以当神要说很重要的事情的时候
，He will send His servant to make announcement.
他会差遣他的仆人来宣告。
When the servant announced this important message,
当他的仆人宣告这个重要的事情的时候
，He will never say very in calm way, very slowly, very low voice. No,
他不会很平静、很声音很低沉的在那边讲。
It will make people sleepy.
他会让人昏昏欲睡。
If this is really important,
如果这是很重要
，How should be announced?
他应该怎么样被宣告呢
？How?
怎么样？
Shout it out, right?
大声地说。
Very important.
这是很重要的。
So here you will see, Jesus came as a mighty angel, shout it out, a very important message.
所以我们在这边看，耶稣他是以一个大力的天使出现，然后他很大声地宣告。
Yes. Think in four gospels.
我们想想那四福音。
How many times Jesus shouted out with some important emphasis?
耶稣曾经有几次大声地宣告重要的事情呢
？Anyone remember？
还记不记得
？When Jesus shout, that means very important.
当耶稣大声地喊叫的时候，这表示很重要。
Chapter 7, John.
约翰福音第七章。
At the last day of the feast of tabernacle.
在
Feast of Tabernacle, 祝棚节。
祝棚节最后一天的时候，他大声的宣告。
Right. Jesus shouted out. Remember that?
耶稣他大声的呼喊
If anyone is thirsty, come to me.
如果你们有任何凡是饥渴的可以到我这里来
Remember that? I will give you living water.
我就给你活水
You will never thirst again.
你就不再渴
Jesus shouted with a very loud voice. That's one record.
耶稣他很大声的呼喊，这是第一个记录。
All right. Any other record?
还有没有其他记录？
Jesus shouted.
耶稣大声的呼喊。
On the cross, he shouted.
在十字架上，他也大声呼喊
My God, my God, why are you forsaking me?
我的神啊，我的神，为何离弃我？
Remember that?
你们还记得吗？
Now this is the third time.
然后这是第三次。
Jesus shouted out.
耶稣大声的呼喊。
What's the message?
他的信息是什么呢？
Verse 3.
第三节。
And he cried out with a loud voice, as when a lion roars.And when he had cried out, the seven peals of thunders uttered their voices.
然后七雷发声之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说：“七雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。”
Can you imagine when Jesus wants to shout something important, and then you have side effect, seven thunders, boom, 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 seven times.
你们可不可以想象当？耶稣他很重要的事情要宣布，你可以听到七个雷这么接二连三那么响。
That means what Jesus wants to say is extremely, very, very what? Important.
这代表耶稣他主要讲的是非常重要的。
Is the utmost important announcement Jesus made to the whole universe.
这是耶稣对全世界所宣告的最重要一个信息。
I haven't seen anything in the Bible with such a strong emphasis that this is everybody in this universe should listen.
我还没有在圣经其他地方有看到这样同样的记载，有这么样的大声的呼喊，这么重要的信息。
Let's pay. Are you curious? What's the message?
So important. 这个信息到底是什么这么重要呢？
Not about the seven thunders. That's a mystery. Don't, Holy Spirit said, don't write it down.
这不是代表这七雷，因为这个天，他说不要写出来。
So important. Jesus raised his right hand and said, verse 6. He swore by him who lives forever and ever.Who create heaven and the earth, things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, and there will be no delay no longer.
第六节指着那创造天和天上之物，地和地上之物，海和海中之物，直活到永永远远的启示说，不再有时日了。
In other words, if the seventh trumpet sounded.Everything will be done.
换句话说，在第七号响了以后，所有事情都成就。
So the key, Jesus want everyone to pay attention, is the seventh trumpet.
所以在这边最重要的，耶稣要我们注意的就是那第七号。
The seventh trumpet, when it sound, things will be done.
当第七号响的时候，所有一切事情都成就了。
That's in verse 7.
这是在第七节。
So that's the key.
所以这是个关键。
And how many things was announced in this trumpet?
在这一号里头宣告了几样事情呢？
If you calculate.
如果你算算。
Let's count.
让我们来算。
Let's count the first one.
让我们来算。
The seventh angel sounded, and there arose a loud voice in heaven, saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ."
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
This is in chapter 11, verse 15.
这是在十一章第十五节。
That's the message.
这就是这个信息。
Everyone in this universe should know that one day on this earth, the kingdom of the earth will become the kingdom of our Lord Christ.
我们所有的人都应该知道，有一天这地上的国会变成基督的国。
Do you believe that?
你们是不是相信呢？
That is announced by Jesus himself.
这是耶稣他自己宣告的。
If you look at the kingdoms on the earth today,
如果你们看到现在世上的国
，If you go to the United Nations, you look how many kingdoms exist on this earth.
如果您到联合国，你们可以看到现在世界上有多少个国
？How many？
好，有多少
？Many, many, many, right？
有许许多多的。
And Jesus made an announcement one day.All these kingdoms on earth will become the kingdom of Christ.
耶稣基督他宣告说，有一天这所有世上的国会变成基督的国。
In other words, Jesus will be the king on earth.
换句话说，耶稣他会做地上的王。
You will no longer see United Kingdom anymore.
我们再也看不到联合国。
You will see Jesus sits on the throne.And he rule on the earth.
我们会看到耶稣他坐在宝座上治理全地。
And how many years?
有多少年呢？
Forever and ever.
一直到永远。
That is everlasting.
这是永远的国。
So that is the good news Jesus announced to us.
这是耶稣所宣告的好消息。
And do you have a share in this kingdom?
我们在这个国度里头是不是有份呢？
Do you have a share in this kingdom of Christ?
我们是不是在这基督的国度里头有份呢？
If you think you do, raise your hand. Let me see.
如果你认为你有份，可不可以举你的手？
All right. Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Some of you are not sure.
有些人你们还不太确定。
One day in chapter 3 of John.
有一天在约翰福音里第三章。
A Pharisee, a senior citizen by the name of Nicodemus, came to Jesus at night.
有一位非常资深的法利赛人尼哥底母，他晚上来见耶稣。
He came with a purpose.
他来带着一个目的。
He has a question.
他有一个问题。
That question is in all the Pharisees among the Jewish people. After I die, can I enter into the kingdom of God?
他的问题是，在我死后，我可不可以进入神的国？
That is always in the mind of Jewish people.
这个是在犹太人的脑海里一直存在的问题。
And for, especially for the Pharisees, they have this desire since their youth.
尤其是法利赛人，他们在年幼的时候，他们就有这样的问题。
They have a purpose in their life that by the time I finish my course in this life, I want to make sure I can enter into the kingdom of God.
他们人生的目的就是在他们结束人生以前，他们必须要能够进入。神的国度。
Here is Nicodemus.
这里讲到尼哥底母。
He is senior in age.
他是已经年长。
He has a political posture position in the government.
他政治地位非常崇高。
And he is a very well-known Pharisee.
他也是一个非常有名的法利赛人。
In people's eye, he made it.
在人们的 眼中他已经是得到
A role model
他是个好榜样
But somehow in his own heart he realized something missing
但是在他心里他意料到他错失了某些事情
He is not sure he can enter into the kingdom of God
他没办法确定他能够进入神的国度
And he came to Jesus at night
他就晚上来到耶稣家里
Daytime is not that convenient because he has a position
他是有身份有地位所以白天比较不方便
So come at night, nobody around so he can see Jesus privately
所以他夜深人静的时候他来到耶稣家里
But he come with a sincere heart
但是他带了一个非常敬虔的心来
He really seriously considered How can I enter into the kingdom after I die?
他非常严肃地考虑这个问题，就是我死后我怎么样进入这个国度呢？
I think all the Christians you should already read that whole story, right?
我想所有的基督徒都读过这个故事。
What was the answer?
这个答案是什么呢？
Born again.
我们必须要重生。
No one can enter into the kingdom of God unless you are born of the Spirit.
若非借着圣灵重生，没有人能够进入神的国度。
Right? But this senior citizen, can he understand that?
但是这位年长的人，他能不能够明白呢？
He cannot.
他没办法。
He said, How can I born again from mother's womb?
他说我能够再回到母腹重新生出来吗？
Jesus said, if you're born from the flesh, you are still a flesh.
也就是说你如果从肉体生你还是属肉体。
You have to be born from the Holy Spirit.
你必须从圣灵重生。
Then you get more absurd because how can I be born by the Holy Spirit?
然后他就更加困惑他我怎么样借着圣灵重生呢
Are you born of the Holy Spirit?
我们是不是借着圣灵重生的呢
Are you clear or you are confused as Nicodemus?
我们是不是很清楚呢？还是我们像尼哥底母那样，我们感到有点困惑
？Jesus used a very simple story to explain what does it mean born from the Holy Spirit.
耶稣用了一个很简单的故事来讲，说怎么样叫做从圣灵而生。
He shared a story that Moses one day was told by God to make a bronze snake, lift it up.
他讲到摩西有一天他照着神的吩咐他做了一个铜蛇高举
Because that day many Israels was bitten by the poison snake
因为那一天有许多的以色列人被毒蛇咬
They know they are going to perish they will die
他们知道他们要死了
And they cried and Jesus, God said It's alright build a bronze snake and lift it up with aStick, let everyone look at this.
然后大家都向神呼喊，然后神说不要怕，他就吩咐摩西造了一个铜蛇，用杖高举，让大家来看。
Whoever was bitten by the snake, you realize you are going to die. Now is the only way you can be saved.
所有被蛇咬，你知道你快要死的，这是唯一得救的机会。
So that day.Those who are non-intellectual, they were saved.
所以那一天他们不是知识分子，他们就得救了。
You know why the intellectual can never be saved?
你知道为什么知识分子很难得救吗？
People like to think.
他们喜欢思想。
They think, well, if I have to be saved from this poison, I should go step one, two, three, four, like a scientist will do.
我想我被毒蛇咬我要得救我必须要经过这一二三四个步骤就像科学家所做的事情
By the time you figure that out, you already died.
当你明白怎么样做的时候你已经死掉了
Only those who are simple-minded.
就那些头脑简单的人
Not
头脑单纯的
Oh yeah, simple in heart. Yeah.
就是心里非常单纯的
Right.Not necessarily they are stupid. No, they are stupid. They just trust. Whatever God said, we just do it.
他们信靠神，不管神怎么样吩咐，他们怎么样去做。
So they just lift their heart, look at the bronze snake.
所以他们就高举他们眼目看着那铜蛇。
Immediately they are saved.
然后他们就得救。
And Jesus said, "The Son of Man will be lifted up just like that."
所以耶稣讲，人子就要像那铜蛇一样被高举。
Whoever look at me will be saved.
谁看着我的就会得救。
Ah, Nicodemus saw the light.
然后尼哥底母他就见到这个亮光。
Nicodemus realized that bronze snake is standing right in front of him.
尼哥底母他明白那个铜蛇就站在他的面前。
1500 years ago, Moses lift up the bronze snake. Nobody understand what is that.
1500年前，摩西他高举铜蛇的时候，没有任何人知道那铜蛇是谁。
Now Jesus said, that bronze snake.I will be just like him, being lifted up.
然后耶稣现在讲说，我就要像那铜蛇一样被高举。
So whoever look at me, you will be saved.
所以所有看着我的人都会得救。
That's the meaning of born from the Holy Spirit.
这就是从圣灵重生的意义。
You're born from the Word of God.
我们是借着神的话语重生。
You trust him, and you will be saved.
我们信靠他，我们就得救。
So that's the way to enter into the kingdom of God.
这就是我们怎么样进入神的国度。
You obey His word.
我们遵守他的命令。
You submit to His authority.
我们遵守他的吩咐。
Then He is the true King to you.
然后他就是你真正的王。
You see, from the first step all the way until you see Him coming back, this period you need to live in the reality of the kingdom of God.
所以在我们踏出第一步，在我们看到他再回来，我们必须住在这个天国的实际当中。
If you don't live in the kingdom of God today, you will never be enter into the kingdom of Christ that day.
我们如果今天没有住在神的国，我们那一天就没办法住在基督的国。
You need to obey the word of Jesus.
我们今天就需要遵守耶稣的话语。
Because he is your king.
因为他是我们的王。
He has to be your king today. Then he will be your king when he comes back to rule on earth.
他今天必须是我们的王，然后在他再回来在地上做王的时候，他才能是我们的王。
So here, Jesus proclaimed, when the seventh trumpet sound, that kingdom established on earth. Become a reality.
所以耶稣这边宣告说，在第七号吹响的时候，那个国度在地上就成为实际。
If you continue this verse 15 to 16, you will see.
所以你们继续看15、16节，你们就会看到。
And he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God, the Almighty, who art and who was.Because thou hast taken thy great power, has begun to reign.
他要做王，直到永永远远，在神面前坐在自己位上的24位长老就面伏于地敬拜神，说：“昔在今在的主神全能者啊，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权做王。”
This is the first message.
这是第一个信息。
Contained in the seventh seal.
在这个七个印里头。
Second.
第二个,
the wrath of the Lamb has come.
羔羊的愤怒的日子到了。
In Bible,
在圣经里头,
this phrase, I think, is the most horrifying phrase.
我想这个句子是最可怕的一个句子。
Lamb usually is a very soft animal, right? Very soft, cuddly.
羔羊通常是个很温柔很温驯的一种
Everyone, you look at a little lamb, you want to hug.
所以看到
Oh, sweet little lamb.
我们看到小羊，我们都想要拥抱，因为它这么的温柔。
But Bible said the wrath of the lamb.
然后圣经却这边却讲到羔羊的愤怒。
You cannot imagine.
你没办法想象
how these two combine together, wrath, lamb.
这个羔羊跟这个愤怒怎么样能够连接在一起呢
？The nations were raged, and thy wrath came, and the time came. This is the second portion.
所以 那个外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了。
What does it mean? The wrath of the Lamb.
这是什么意思呢？羔羊的愤怒。
You will see when Jesus come.
我们会看到当耶稣来到的时候。
The nations will not listen. Will fight against him.
这些地上的国会跟他征战。
Today we read Psalm first, right?
哦，今天我们读诗篇第一篇。
Go home and read Psalm second.
我们读诗篇第二篇回。
Then you will understand what I'm saying.
然后你就会。知道我说什么。
The second psalm talk about all the nations around the earth fight against the anointed one.
诗篇第二篇讲到所有地上的王都会跟我们所高的那个王征战。
Right. That is the meaning of the wrath of the nations.
这就是讲到外邦发怒。
Because every kingdom on earth wants to establish my kingdom, my authority.
所以所有在地上的国度他们都想要建立自己的国权。
Right, so they want to refuse Christ's kingdom.
所以他们要拒绝基督的国度。
So they have to fight Jesus.
所以他们必须要跟耶稣来征战。
But at that time, Jesus said, my wrath will pour upon them.
所以在那时候耶稣说我的愤怒会临到他们。
That represent by the seven bowls, one.
他这个愤怒就是用那七碗来代表。
Right, you, if you go to the second portion of this book of Revelation, you will see in this last trumpet, seventh trumpet, contain seven bowls.
所以在启示录下半段，我们就会看到，在这第七号里头又包括了七碗。
Right, and then this wrath you will see is a global damage.
然后你们看到这个愤怒是全球的全球性的毁灭。
So far in the first 11 chapters, you haven't touched the seven bowls yet.
我们在看到十一章这里，我们没有
the first 11 chapters.
前面十一章并没有讲到那七碗。
Yeah, you only talk about seven trumpets.
他这里只讲到七号。
Right, seven.Seven seals and then seven trumpets.
他讲到七印，然后七号。
All these damages start from one quarter and then reach one third.
这些毁灭呢，开始是四分之一，后来达到三分之一。
Right. So far as chapter 11 is concerned.
就到十一章为止是这样。
But once you enter into the second portion, come to the seven bowls, you will find it's a global.
但是到了下半段的时候，你会发现那七碗是全球性的毁灭。
And then when the bowl pours down, affect the whole earth.
当那些碗倾倒下来的时候，这就毁灭了全地。
That is the second important part in this message.
这就是在这个信息里头这第二个重要的信息。
Third,
第三个
for the dead be judged.
审判死人的时候到了。
Which means the white throne, the judgment of Christ.
这是代表耶稣白色宝座的大审判。
That is in chapter 19 or 20.
这个是在启示录19还是20章。
Right? You will see the white throne judgment.
我们会看到白色大宝座的审判。
So that is the third message.
这是第三个信息。
All the dead, since Adam all the way till Jesus' second coming,
所有的死人从亚当开始到耶稣再来。
Billions upon billions people.
这个多少亿的人
？Except Christians.
除了基督徒
，Christians will not be included in this judgment.
我们知道基督徒在这个白色大宝座的审判是不包括在内。
We will be judged on a separate occasion.
我们会在另外的场合被审判。
But here, this is said, all the dead will be judged.
在这边，他是所有的死人都会受审判。
Hebrew says, everyone will die.
希伯来书讲说，凡人都有一死。
And then, after that, there will be judgment.
然后死后且有审判。
How many of you believe there will be a judgment after you die?
我们有多少人相信我们死后会有审判？
Only half?
只有一半吗？
So you don't want the judgment after you die, huh?
所以我们不想要死后受到审判。
Tell you unfortunately or fortunately, depend on which side you see, there will be a judgment.
所以我必须要跟你讲，很幸运的或很不幸的，就看你是在哪一边，以后是会有审判。
Many people think or wish after you die, 一了百了。
很多人都是希望就是你死后一了百了。
How do you translate 一了百了？啊？啊？ How do you translate?
When you're dead,
一了百了
that's the end of it.、Yeah.
After you die, nothing. It all、yeah. just disappear.
Yeah.
No, no. That's a lie.
那是个谎言。
After you die, you are not finished.
如果你死后还没有结束
Because you have a soul.
因为你还有灵魂。
Everything will be judged on your soul.
所有的事情都是、要来审判你这个灵魂。
Everybody,
所有的人
one day will be resurrected.
我们有一天我们都会复活。
Whether you believe a believer or non-believer, it doesn't matter.
我们是不是相信我们主耶稣都没有关系。
You will be resurrected and then appear on the white throne of Christ.
你会复活，然后在白色的大宝座前面。
And then you will be judged.
然后你会被审判。
If you want to know how you will be judged, read Romans 2, chapter 2.
如果你们要知道怎么样被审判，你们可以读罗马书第二章。
Paul has shared with us how that judgment will be conducted.
保罗他跟我们分享这个审判是怎么样进行。
But the truth everyone should know is everything you do in this world, everything you said in this world will be recorded and will be presented.
我们每个人要知道我们在这个世上所做的跟所说的一切事情将来都会记录，然后在我们面前显现。
You say, "Oh, my memory is fading away. I don't remember anything."
你会说我的现在记忆力衰退，我不记得了。
You know what's the symptom of old?
啊，我们老的这个症状是什么呢
？Everything you just said, you forgot.
你刚说了你就忘掉了。
Many things you wish you forgot, you never forget.
你想要忘掉的，你永远都忘不掉。
哦。What is old?
啊，老年人这是怎么回事？
You sit there, you fell asleep.
你坐在那边你就打瞌睡。
But when you lay down, you never get asleep.
当你躺下来，你又睡不着。
Everything is recorded in your memory.
所有的事情在你的记忆里头都记录下来。
When that day comes, everything will be presented in front of you.Again,
当那一天来的时候，所有的事情都会在我面前再呈现出来。
So that's called for the dead be judged. This is third message included on the seventh trumpet.
所以这是在第七号里头所包括的第三个信息。
And then the fourth message.
然后第四个信息。
And the time to give their reward to thy bond servants, the prophets, to the saints.To those who fear thy name, the small and the great.
你的仆人众先知和众圣徒凡敬畏你名的人连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。
This is the fourth message.
这是第四个信息。
This is to the Christians.
这是对基督徒来说。
So you and me will be included in this part.
所以你我会包括在这一段经文里头。
The seventh trumpet, the last trumpet, you and I, either if you died, you will be resurrected.
所以在这第七号的时候，如果你那时候你已经去世了，你会复活。
You will receive a new body.
你会得到一个新的身体。
And then those who are still alive.
然后那时候还活着的。
You will be changed.
你会改变。
You will also.Have a metamorphosis in a twinkling of eyes changed.
然后你会经过这个蜕变，马上你就改变。
So you will join with those who resurrect from the dead, join together, rapture to the cloud.
然后你跟那些死后复活的人一起被提到天上。
All Christians will appear before the tribunal of Christ.
所以在所有的基督徒都会在耶稣的审判台前出现。
基督的审判台前。
基督的审判台前。
You and I will be judged by Christ.
我们会得到耶稣的审判。
Right. This is for reward.
这是为了奖赏。
Because if you are doing good,
如果你是忠心良善的仆人，
Jesus will reward you.
耶稣他会赏赐你。
Are you ready for that?
我们是不是准备好
了？ Yes, great. I wish every one of us, when we appear before Christ, we will be rewarded.
我希望每一个人当我们在耶稣的台前、呈现的时候我们都会得到赏赐。
That depends on how you answer him today. You have to prepare.
这是在乎我们今天我们怎么样做预备。
If you serve his will,
如果我们能够照着他的心意去做，
you will be rewarded.
我们会得到他的赏赐。
If you do not serve his will, then you will be sorry. You willJesus said, "You will bite your teeth."
如果你没照他的旨意去做，耶稣说你会哀哭切齿。
Yeah. So you will be very, very sorry.
所以你会非常的后悔。
I wish no one among us feels sorry that day.
我希望我们当中没有任何人到那一天会哀哭的。
This is the fourth important message in the seventh trumpet.
这是在第七号里头第四个重要的信息。
Lastly,
最后一个信息,
the fifth portion.
第五,
and to destroy those who destroy the earth.
然后败坏那败坏地球的人。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢?
If you go to the second portion of the book of Revelation,
我们若读启示录下半段,
especially when you come to chapter 13,
尤其看第十三章，
you will see two beasts.
你会看到两个、怪兽。
One represented by Antichrist.
有一个是代表的敌基督。
One represented by the false prophet.
有一个是、代表假先知。
They will rule this earth 7 years.
他们会掌管这个世界七年。
And they will bring a false peace to the globe.
他们会给全球带来和平的假象。
People worship them.
人们都崇拜他们。
Even Christians worship them. They say, "Oh, this is Christ."
甚至基督徒也崇拜他们，因为他们说这是耶稣基督。
You don't discern the truth, you will be deceived.
我们如果不警醒的，我们会被蒙骗。
And then millions and millions will worship him.
然后成千上万的人会来敬拜他们。
And then, when true Christ come back,
然后当真的耶稣回来的时候。
This animal, this antichrist, will fight against Jesus.
这个兽就是敌基督，他就会跟基督征战。
He will do everything he can.
他会尽他所能。
Satan gave him all the power.
撒旦给了他一切的能力。
And finally, he will say, "Hey, if I'm not going to win, I'm going to blow up the whole earth."
最后他敌基督说如果我打不赢你的话我要让整个全球都沸腾。
You know, sometimes you see two people fight for something.
因为有时候我们看到两个人他为了争 一样事情他们在那边你争我夺。
And the person who thinks he is going to lose,
那个他认为他已经、要输了。
Then he will do a terrible thing.
他会做一个很可怕的事情。
What is that?He will destroy the things they are fighting for.
他会把他们所争夺的那个事情毁掉 so, 那个东西。
If I cannot get it, you cannot get it either.
如果得不到，我也不让你得到。
Right?
对不对？
Shanghainese says, 王是王。
上海人说
，No. Doesn't matter. I'm going to destroy everything.
我要毁掉一切。
Yeah. So.That's exactly this person will do.
啊，这就是这个人所要做的事情。
He would destroy the whole earth.
他会把全球的毁灭。
Because Jesus will establish his kingdom on earth.
因为基督他在全球要建立他的国度。
Yeah, now he will destroy it.
然后这个敌基督他要摧毁他。
So that means you will destroy those who destroy the earth.
这边讲到神要败坏那败坏全球的人。
Christ will come back and capture those two beasts.
耶稣他会再回来抓那两个兽。
And then throw them into hell.
然后把他们丢在无底坑里头。
Yeah, that's what the second portion of Revelation told us.
这就是启示录第二下半段跟我们讲的事情。
So all these things are proclaimed.
所以这些所有的事情都被宣告。
Who proclaimed it?
谁来宣告呢？
Jesus himself.
耶稣他自己。
Why he has to do that?
他为什么要这样做呢？
Why he didn't send someone else to say it?
他为什么不差遣别人来宣告呢？
Because this is very, very, extremely important.
因为这是非常非常非常重要。
This is the consummation of God's work.
这是神一切工作的终结。
Everything has come to this. He said, the mystery of God.Finally finished.
这讲到神的奥秘就得到成全。
So, are you looking forward to that day?
我们是不是迫不及待那一天的到来呢？
Are you looking forward?
我们是不是能够盼望那一天的来临呢？
I wish everyone will expect this with a fervent spirit.
希望大家都是抱这个火热的心 来盼望。
Because this is what Jesus want.
因为这是耶稣所要的。
And this should be what you want.
这也是应该是我们所要的。
Yeah, if you love him, you will love whatever he wants.
如果我们爱他，我们就会爱他所要的。
If you love him, you will concern whatever he concerns.
如果你爱他，你就会担心他所担心的。
If you say, Lord, I love you, but I don't care what you are doing.
如果你说我爱你，但是我不管你在做什么。
Then what you said doesn't match what you did.
这样你所说跟你所做就不合。
So whenever you want to really love the Lord,
当我们要真正的爱主，
you are touched by His love,
我们就被他的爱所感动。
Then you will love whatever He wants.
然后你就会爱他所爱的。
So this proclamation, this message.Of the seventh trumpet, pronounced by Jesus Himself.
这个第七号，他当中信息是耶稣他自己来宣告的。
I wish all of us, first, you will understand it.
我希望我们所有人，第一个我们要先明白。
Second, you will make it your will, your desire.
然后第二个，我们要让这个成为我们的心愿。
So make yourself ready.
我们自己要准备好。
Then you will be rewarded by him.
然后我们就会得到他的赏赐。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。